I'd say welcome to Birmingham, but you've been to the area many times before, I'm guessing.
I live in the Midlands, so it's good. It's a local gig for me here, which is always a good bit of news. But it's a very busy time because at this time of year, of course, gardens all come to life. And there's loads of different activities that revolve around it and lots of different shows that happen. Of course, we're filming at the moment for ITV, not only with This Morning, but also on Love Your Garden. And I'm building a garden at Chelsea Flower Show, and I'm here on This Morning live, all within the same week.
Nothing like keeping yourself busy.
Well, it's a gardener's pleasure, isn't it, really, from March right the way through until the beginning of November. That's when our busy period is, and we wouldn't have it any other way.
The atmosphere here is amazing. What do you think? Can you sort of pinpoint what it might be about a show like this that pulls people together and grabs their interest?
I think with more shows that have gone on for a longer period of time, it stops becoming friends and colleagues working together, and more it creates a family. And we all get on. Vickers, every time Phil and I work together, we're always laughing. You know, when you meet somebody that you can't stop laughing. We did a series of strands for This Morning called Spade a Spoon. So it's all like seeing your old friends again, and you can see the chemistry when we're all on stage together. We always meet out in the studio, not all the experts at the same time, but for all of us to be together at the same, it's a lovely feeling. And that type of warmth seems to permeate, and everybody appreciates the relaxed and friendly family feeling, I suppose.
And talking to gardens, we saw you earlier on the stage down there, talking about, you know, sort of the garden season starting and all the senses that you can that come to life when you're in the garden as well, smell, touch, taste. What do you think it is about gardening that's grabbed the nation so much? Because we're turning back into a nation of garden lovers.
We are, and I think it fell out of popularity at some point and has come back. Of course, kids are being taught gardening in school for the first time, really, since 45 during the Dig for Victory. We're sandwiched between the two greatest gardening generations, both trained at school, my father and my daughters. And I think kids are looking at gardening different, which is always very encouraging, because that hasn't been the case for a while. It's everybody in between. But the grow your own mentality, pick something fresh, making the most of the space. And I suppose in many cases, all of us are looking for that better quality of life. And gardening isn't about weeding, watering and cutting the lawn. It's water pistols with the kids, you know. It's a beer at the end of a day. It's a barbecue with friends and family. It's the sound of birds and bees. It's the scent of honeysuckle in it. It's all those magical things that make us feel human again, living in an urban environment. And I think that magical escape of transforming a garden into a sanctuary where we can, you know, nourish ourselves and replenish the soul, that's the magic. And we've all got it on the back of our houses, but not everybody uses it.
And actually, talking, you know, following on from what you were saying there about this idea of kids getting out into the garden, you were saying in your piece earlier about the idea that there's a lot to touch in the garden, lots of smell in the garden. Do you think it's very important to get kids at a young age, or as, you know, as young as they physically can, involved in what's going on in the garden? And what would you say the best ways to do that are, the best sort of plants to engage with in the garden?
I think motivationally, I think what worked for me, and I love strawberries. I think if you grow fruit in the garden, raspberries, strawberries, blackberries, blackcurrants, apples or pears, and if the kids have their own little strawberry pot, the moment they can pick and eat, that connection with nature is far beats any task-driven gardening activity. So, or anything that smells, there are plants that smell of sweets. Lipia citriodora, Lemon scented verbena smells like sherbet. There's a mint that smells of chocolate mint. All of those type of fun and engaging things. If you think of yourself as a child, that's the best empathic point of view. And gardening makes us all feel like kids. So planting in fruit trees, or getting the kids to go to the garden centre, selecting them, letting them play a part of planting it, that ownership really makes a big difference. For my kids, it's the peas. Because you eat peas at a dinner, but when you pick peas fresh, straight from the pod, it's before the sugar in the pea turns to starch, they taste sweet. And the kids love them. The problem is you go and help Dad pick peas, most of them are going in the mouth and not in the pod. And I think things like that work, going to pick your own farms or whatever, that connection with nature and that sensory interaction, it makes gardening a joy. And and the best motivation for kids is a bit of bribery and picking a fresh strawberry and popping it in their mouth. There's nothing beats it.
And for you as a professional gardener as well, it must be really great to see shows like This Morning, like Love Your Garden, really embracing that gardening culture and putting it back in the spotlight as well.
Absolutely. We're a nation of garden lovers. We've all got outdoor spaces in there. I think what This Morning and Love Your Garden do is add an element of human interest, is showing just how important important and how it can change people's lives. Having a decent outside space, a patio for a barbecue, having somewhere to sit, a hammock slung between two trees, or even a load of mates coming round for a few beers, and or putting the telly outside to watch the football, escaping to, what do we call it, man caves or she sheds. Those little escapes down the bottom of the garden to get away from everything is so very important. And it's a great space outside, and if you use it well, it pays back in dividends, and that, of course, has value to the property, as the property people would say.
And before I let you go, obviously, this morning, a major part of what you're doing at the moment, but like you said before, Love My Garden, back on your TVs very soon as well.
That's right. We've just done episode 3 of a 9-episode run, so we've got most of the summer still to go creating those gardens. Really lovely families. I think very inspirational gardens and hard work, and you can watch us suffer. You can watch us suffer. The past couple of days it poured down. Alan and I were wet through to our socks. But that's gardening for you. TV chefs, TV interior designers, and the antique, they've got it made. Us guys, and I wouldn't have it any other way. Outside, hands in the earth. Because it is a magical thing, gardening. You know, if you grabbed a handful of soil from your own garden and just held it in your hands, you have more microorganism life in your hands than there are humans on the planet. And the closer we get to plants and nature, the happier we feel. And that's going to be one of the big things in health and horticulture. So the more time you spend outside, it lifts you up, whereas the city and the towns bring you down. And it's that balance. And we've all got that little bit of nature at the back of our houses, and we should learn to love it.